Okay, welcome into the Dramatic Comedy Podcast. This podcast is all about laughing during dramatic times. Does anyone know of any dramatic times that have gone on lately? Oh yeah, the entire world. The entire world is dying right now because of coronavirus, because someone ate a bat. Ugh, what better time do we need a laugh than a dramatic time when the entire world is about to die? How is it that in the world, the safest place to be right now is probably Fillmore, Utah? Anyways, this is Dramatic Comedy Podcast. Thanks for listening. Let's get into today's episode. All right, here we go. Good morning. Also, good afternoon and good evening. I don't know what time of day you're listening to this, nor do I care. I'm just glad you're listening. Welcome back into the Dramatic Comedy Podcast. Crazy times. Crazy times in the world right now with the coronavirus. Today, I have a return guest. Today, I spoke with our good friend Eddie, who was on a few episodes ago. I think in the third or fourth episode, something like that. Eddie, like many of you and many of the people in the world, he's had some of these effects from the coronavirus. Just, it's affecting everyday life. It's caused Eddie to stay at home, and it's caused a lot of people to stay home. Eddie doesn't have coronavirus, but in the industry he works in, he's in the public a lot, and so he mostly has quarantined himself. And I thought, who better to talk to than someone who's being directly affected by everything that's going on in the world, and just have a conversation and try and find some humor along the way. I think that's a perfect person to speak to as far as the Dramatic Comedy Podcast goes. So I'll play that conversation I had with him. We recorded it remotely, where I was at my house, he was at his, and we just had a good conversation for about 25 minutes or so. So I enjoyed having him back on. So yeah, it was good talking to him. Before we get into that, I had some thoughts about this coronavirus, and there's one scary aspect I haven't heard a lot of people talk about. And I'll tell you why I'm bringing this up after I go over it. But one thing people do is they bury pain. Right? They bury these demons that they don't want to deal with, and it gets put in your brain, swept away, like put in a box in the back corner of an attic that you really just, you could care less if you ever see that box again. But sometimes in life, things happen and you're forced to deal with pain at unexpected times, because eventually things arise. With so many people having to stay at home right now because of the loss of a job or having symptoms or whatever, people are having a lot of time to think. And when that happens, they're going to be forced to deal with some painful memories that they probably had forgotten about, or demons that they had put swept under the rug that are now going to start resurfacing. There's going to be a huge amount of depression popping up in people, I believe, because they're not going to know how to deal with some of these issues. And I'm not saying it wouldn't happen to me, because I've been there, to where there was a time in life where I had a very busy job working almost 60 hours a week, and then I got let go from that job. And rather than getting a new job right away, I allowed myself weeks and months to just kind of sit, and things started to surface, and it was crippling. And the next thing you know, I was living in my car within 5 months after not having that job anymore, because I didn't know how to deal with the emotions and stuff that I had buried. And it became very crippling. And I think that is a huge dangerous problem for people who are being stuck at home, having time to think. And these things are going to surface. So why do I bring that up? Well, because anyone who's sitting at home with those thoughts is going to need some sort of outlet, right? And What better outlet than finding someone or something to talk to or listen to? I hope that if people are listening to this, that this podcast or, you know, the conversations I have on here gives people some sort of clarity, or if nothing else, just some sort of escape from whatever they're battling, whether it's symptoms of depression or symptoms of coronavirus, whatever it is. This whole thing is to just help people find some humor, find some lightheartedness, something to laugh at in such a dramatic time. So one thing I have done, and well, one thing I am doing, I'm going to establish an email where people can reach out to the podcast if they want to come on the podcast. If you know of anyone who wants to come on and just have a conversation, I will gladly give you the contact information. We'll set up a time and we'll have a conversation for 20 to 30 minutes. I'd be thrilled to sit down and talk with anyone. The whole point of this is to reach out to anyone who needs to laugh during a dramatic time. Now, I have the email address getting set up. This is the email address if you want or know of anyone who would want to have a conversation and have a lighthearted conversation and just have an escape. Let's get them on the podcast. Reach out to me. The email address you're going to email is laughingpain900@gmail.com. So laughing, LAUGHING, pain, PAIN, 900@gmail.com. Laughingpain900@gmail.com. If anyone hears this and they know of someone who needs a lighthearted conversation, if someone's quarantined, stuck in a room alone, I can make it work. I can still interview them as long as they're able to have their phone. We can make this work. I'd be happy to have anyone on to talk about anything they want to talk to and just let people feel some sort of connection to the world or connection to a person. Anyone who needs to laugh, laughingpain@gmail.com. Send me an email. Happy to set up any time that works best. Of course, if you're stuck in your room, any time is going to work best, but we will figure that out. Okay. Let's get into this conversation I had with Edward. Eddie's a good guy. Thanks to everyone who's listening to this podcast. Hope everyone is doing well. I do not have any PSAs. I'll give you one PSA right now. Don't be a dick. Okay? Especially on social media. Don't be a dick. I see a lot of dicks on Twitter. And I'm not talking about dick pics, although there are a lot of those on Twitter, just not the accounts that I follow. But I see people who don't let other people get past their past mistakes. Don't be a dick. Okay? Let people move on. People make mistakes. You've made a mistake. I firmly believe the bigger someone is, the bigger dick someone is to someone for a mistake they've made, that dick is just hiding. They're overcompensating for some sort of mistake they've made that they hope they don't get outed on. And if that's you, I hope you get outed because you're an asshole. Anyways, this is my conversation. Conversation number two with Mr. Eddie Dennis. Hope you enjoy the conversation.
Oh man, it's about time you got connected.
Right? I don't know what the connection problem was, but I've also got Elmo in the background because I've got a six-month-old who loves Elmo of all characters.
Oh, it's that giggliness.
I'd hope that's what it is.
Yeah, man.
I don't know if you listen to the episode Kristen and I did last week, but she was like, you're going to someday accidentally tell our son about that. I'm like, I assure you, when I tell him, it won't be an accident.
About what?
About the whole Elmo thing and the guy who used to do the voice of Elmo liking little boys.
Yeah.
And so I told him, like, I'm not going to accidentally tell him. I'm going to just tell him.
Yeah. Nice.
So how you doing, bud?
Dude, I'm doing all right. I can't complain. You know, I'm quarantined at home and
the whole world is under house arrest.
Yeah, practically. I just found out before getting on the podcast that I do have a friend up in Idaho whose family's completely sick, and his wife, who is pregnant, just has a positive for COVID-19.
Oh man!
Yeah.
Wow. So when people are positive though, they're quarantined. Like they can't even have visitation, right?
Yeah. So their county tested her, but they didn't test anybody else in the house, and everybody else was sick too.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez. So,
yeah, I mean, what can you do, man? It sucks, but like, you know, he's been texting me. He's like, just stay safe, stay healthy. I'm like, well, I'll do the best I can.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to Chris D'Elia's podcast the other day, and he was talking about one of the comedians out in LA. I can't remember his name, but he got tested positive for it. And when he went into the hospital and they told him he tested positive for it, they told him straight out of the gate, they're like, this will either go really good really fast or really bad really fast. But the hardest part's going to be no one's allowed to visit you. So, I mean, it was just him in the hospital room with a nurse every now and then for like 2 weeks, and he couldn't do anything about it. And he ended up going home and he's fine. But, like, it is serious when they're telling you off the bat, this is either going to go really good or really bad. There's no...
Well, I think it just really depends on your current health condition, honestly. Like, when I found out this morning, because I'm, like, overweight, that I'm considered to be at higher risk. And, you know, that's why they offer the extra PTO at work for at-risk people, and I'm considered at risk. Right. So... And I was talking to my doctor. He said that I'm at higher risk than other people my age because of my weight. Right. You know, so that was, I guess, more comforting, you know, just like, I guess.
<Yeah. laughs> Here's what I love about you, and I think this is why we are friends. And I'm going to preface it with like an analogy. You know how like some kids, when they're going swimming, they stick their foot in the water and kind of test it and slowly get in, just kind of testing the temperature and all that. And then there's the other kids who just run and jump in, and it doesn't matter how cold or what the temperature is. They're just there to be in the pool, and they're jumping in no matter what. You're the kid who sometimes just jumps in no matter what, because when I was talking to you today about how depression and suicides are going to rise in this country because people are going to be forced to deal with these demons that they don't have time to think about normally. Now all they have time to do is think. They're going to be forced to deal with this stuff. And then you text me a joke that says domestic violence has gone up because wives keep opening their mouths.
Yes. You know, I don't feel that
I know, but it was just a funny joke in a somber moment. You come in like, because I kept thinking, what can we laugh at today? And then all of a sudden you did that. And I was like, okay, I know that's a horrible joke, but it like broke the ice. And I was like, okay, he's still got a sense of humor. This is good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've tried to keep a sense of humor through all this. You know, it hasn't been easy.
No.
Let's face it. I was like, who the hell thought they would run into something like this in their lifetime?
No one.
Yeah, it's like, it's horrible. But, you know, I don't know. I try to keep a light heart about things and keep the humor up and laugh and stuff, you know. And, like, sometimes you got to go deal with life and reality. It's like, you know, I had to get in check with my emotions today and I had to leave work early.
Yeah.
So that's it. But that was me, you know. That's what I felt I needed to do. And I made a doctor's appointment. Went and saw my doctor and, you know, checked in with him to see how things were going with me. And
that's good. He was able to see you right like same day because of how crazy everything is. I'm sure that's kind of a rare thing that he would be able to come see you right away. And
well, I'll tell you what, they told me when I was on the phone with them, when I'm making the appointment, they were like, we're not letting people in the lobby. So just make sure you call before coming in. And so we could let you go straight to his office. So, yeah.
So
I was like,
well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's the people, like, I think about is, like, the people in the medical field, like, the nurses and the doctors who have to be on the front lines of this stuff, and they don't have a choice, and they can't even go home and see their family at the end of the day because all they do is expose themselves every day.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
there's people who aren't going to see family members for months on end because of this whole mess.
No, that's how it's happening, I think, all around the world, really. And that's the one thing about it. It's kind of like everybody's in the same boat.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that's the thing. It's like there's nobody that isn't dealing with the same kind of issues.
No. Well, and on a less serious note, it has really exposed how much being a stand-up comedian is really just kind of a fake thing because, in all honesty, other than Netflix specials and podcasts, stand-up has just disappeared.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's big-name comedians who I don't – like, I'm sure they'll make money off their podcasts or do whatever, but, like, they don't have a way of touring, and they're all missing out on a lot of money right now, and it's because – as important and as awesome as their skill set is, it's not going to do you a lot of good when stuff's hitting the fan. And right now, stuff has hit the fan worldwide.
Yeah. No, I get you, man.
So now, when things clear up, I can't wait to hear all the horrible jokes they tell about coronavirus when everything gets back to normal. You know, it's going to be really offensive, but it's going to be pretty awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know it is. I mean, like, some of the jokes you already hear about it are hilarious, but horrible at the same time.
Yeah, I do like a lot of the memes and stuff that I've seen. I think I've seen two that I really like. One of which I saw today, it said, so I finished Netflix today. Which that one made me laugh because of how much
the whole thing.
Yeah, just finished Netflix all day.
Just Netflix.
And then
yeah.
The other one I saw last night was talking because you watched the Tiger King documentary, right?
I watched a part of it. I didn't get that finished the whole
Did
thing.
Did you see the part where he like just got that 19-year-old kid to marry him even though he wasn't gay?
Yeah.
Okay. The meme I saw said, "No one is born gay. You wait until Joe Exotic tells you you're gay and you marry him and then you're gay." Or something to that effect. And that just made me laugh.
Dude, I can't believe how many people got sucked into that show.
Kristen and I watched all 7 episodes on Sunday.
Dude, did you like it?
Yeah. It's one I'm glad I watched once. It's not one I go back and watch over and over again, but it's absurd that is all based like on true stories and that those kind of people exist in the world.
Isn't that crazy?
They just live with, I like how they call them the big cat people and how one of the first lines of the thing was, those big cat people are backstabbing pieces of crap.
Yeah, I don't know. I just found it super interesting.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, you're like, how could this show possibly get crazier? And then it does.
Oh, every episode was crazier than the last one.
Right.
And there's no way she didn't feed the tiger, her ex-husband to the tiger, right?
Oh, she totally did, dude. And she even said how she would do it.
The other thing I saw, it was Tony the Tiger saying Carol's husband tasted great.
Yeah. What was it? Then there's the one that says, was it Carol Baskin's Carol Baskin's husband's last seen picture, and it's a tiger taking a dump.
I haven't seen that one yet, but like,
I'll send it to you later.
Dude, how lucky is the guy who is making that documentary? Like the fact that all these events unfold while he's filming all this over the last few years.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Can you believe that? That's why. Like a part of it, I was like, "Is this fake? This is fake, right? This isn't
cool." And even if it was fake, they did it so well that it's like, okay, how do you? I mean,
so
good.
All I have to say is that those guys, that type of people, is what ran into us when we were out shooting yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear this story.
Oh, gosh, man. It was horrible. All right. So some friends and I decided to meet up out in the desert and set up some targets. And so, you know, we were still maintaining social distance, but we were shooting, right? You know, like we just set up targets and we were shooting and stuff like that. And my friend was showing me this, we were setting up this target, and all of a sudden this guy, this squirrely guy, just comes up and says, "Hey man, how's it going? When are you guys gonna be done? Can I pick up your brass and all that stuff?" I was like, "We're like, dude, you are pretty brazen to literally walk up to a bunch of dudes in full battle rattle talking about our rifles slung over our shoulders, our pistols on our hips, fully decked out and just like getting ready, obviously, to shoot and setting up our targets." Right. And so this guy is so hopped up that he just comes over and starts, "Yeah, man, can I get your brass? And we're like, "Dude, we haven't been shooting yet. If you want your brass, you can come get it later." And then he's like, "How long do you think you'll be?" I was like, "Well, a couple hours, probably finished around 9 o'clock, right?" Well, anyway, so this guy shows up again like 15 minutes later.
Oh, no.
While we're shooting,
this is
right?
On the Arizona Strip?
No, this is in Bloomington. Okay. So he shows up right when we're, like, seriously, like, right in the middle of shooting. And we're like, "Dude, we are literally shooting right here. You're picking up brass, like, right where we're shooting. This isn't a good idea," right? And so, finally, my friend Brian was helping me with some drill, you know, for shooting. We're practicing different things. And all of a sudden, I see that guy bebopping around our stuff. And I was like, and I tell Mike, I was like, "Mike, go watch that guy. I don't trust him. You know, like, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, but he's just too squirrely. You could tell that he's on something," right? So I send him over there. And then Brian and I are running a couple drills, and we turn around, and two more of this guy's friends crawled out of the bushes, literally.
What the heck? Were they in, like, ghillie suits or anything, or they just crawl out of the bushes?
Like they were watching us or something in the bushes.
You sound like the guys from the documentary.
No, I told you. I told you, man. These, like, so they come out of the brush, like, literally, this guy and this girl. Well, Mike goes over there, and he starts reloading mags and stuff like that, keep an eye on the stuff. And the guy starts sizing Mike up.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he's like, "So, you guys getting better with your guns and stuff like that?" And Mike's like, "No, we're already good." You know? Like,
that's the most Mike response ever.
Yeah, he's like, but the guy was like sitting there, like waiting for a moment, like to, I don't know that he was going to make a move or anything for our stuff, but like that, they were surrounding Mike, and that's when Brian and I were like, "All right, we're done shooting," and walked and kind of started walking that direction, and they took off.
Oh, dude, that's like a white, like what you just painted is like a white trash version of like the Jets and the Sharks from West Side Story.
Oh, dude! It was the weirdest experience I've had ever shooting. Like, I don't know where these guys came from and stuff like that, but you could tell like they were. Yeah.
Dude,
anyway,
see, that's a perfect story for this podcast because it's drama and comedy.
Dude, I wish, like, seriously, if you had Brian, Mike, and I all talking about it at the same time, dude, because we talked about it afterwards, we were like, because we were sitting there, I don't know, between my stuff, Mike's stuff, and Brian's stuff, I want to say there was over $10,000 worth of equipment there. And so it's like, it was one of those things where we're like, "Yeah, we're going to post up and watch these guys." And then the thing about it is just as quickly as they appeared, they disappeared into the brush.
That's so weird. There's
they came out of nowhere.
There's no way they don't have big cats where they live.
Oh. That's pretty good, man. That's pretty
Oh,
good.
dude, that's crazy. I need to go shooting with you guys sometimes. Like last time you were on and we talked about how I was scared of guns. Like that's still true because I haven't touched a gun since last time I talked to you. So we need to, I need to go out there with you.
No, you should, man. You should also play D&D with
I need to
us.
do that too. I need to follow up on my word that I made with George.
Yeah, man. Maybe when things cool off, we get together with George and play.
Dude, things need to cool off and they need to cool off quick.
Well, I hate to burst your
It's not going to
bubble,
be
but they're
quick.
saying we're coming in. Well, yeah, they're saying that we're coming into our hard
Yeah,
mode.
I'm sure. I need
Yeah,
like an
but no,
I
they're
need an
probably.
open mic because I've had like these thoughts of bits I could do, but I can't do them. And I'm not gonna join one of these people online who like do these open mics online. Like I want to save it for like a show, but I'll tell you kind of the gist of them just to get your feedback because Gavin and I were watching highlights of like the X Games and stuff.
Yeah.
And we see this dude go off a big ramp and he does a front flip and he lands it, which so it sounds basic, but he was in a wheelchair. Okay.
Yeah.
And I see that and I think, okay, the only reason someone's going off of a big ramp and doing a front flip in a wheelchair is because clearly they didn't learn their lesson the first time. And
Oh.
the only way I can imagine they would justify trying to do it again is at least this time it will only hurt half as bad.
Wow,
See,
Chase.
and I don't know if that's a good one for stand-up, but those are the thoughts that went through my head.
Hey, you know what? It's like when it comes to comedy, you know, like the let's face it, the most the stuff that's like the most taboo is the
Right.
funniest.
Well, and then the other aspect I wanted to talk about is the fact that it was either the end of 2019 or the beginning of the year when Trader Joe died, right? The dude who started Trader Joe's. And look what happened to the world since then, to where Kobe's helicopter couldn't fly anymore. And then someone in China couldn't go to Trader Joe's and get a fresh bat. So they ate a rotten one. And now touching our face kills us. It's Trader
Dude.
Joe's fault. The whole world went to hell after he died. It's done.
It's Trader Joe's fault. I don't know. 2020's been a new and an
It's
interesting
also
year.
been like 37 years long. Like I saw someone tweet out something like, what is it, March 50th already? Like, because March seemed like it just came to a crawl.
Oh, it did. I did it. I didn't realize it's April already.
Yeah. April
Yeah,
2nd.
I really did. I was like, oh, it's April. Look
Yeah.
at
I know. I
that.
thought we were just permanently stuck in March with disease and earthquakes.
Yeah, jeez. And then Idaho got hit with a big earthquake the
Yeah,
other
but they
day.
deserve it. Just kidding.
Oh, golly.
Just because I said that, St. George is going to get the worst earthquake in history.
Oh yeah, watch now. So tell me, no, really, like seriously, how are you
I'm
doing?
fine right now because we got told as far as work wise, we're essential right now because most of the bank branches are closed and I'm doing like the online stuff and handling disputes and can do over the phone banking for customers. We're necessary. So there's like overtime and stuff so in that aspect, we're doing good. I feel bad because you know Gavin, he's got all the energy in the world and he can't really do much with it. We let him out, we'll go shoot hoops with him and all that, but he can't just go run off with his buddies right now. And that's the hardest part is like watching him being caged in where he just has all the energy in the world, you know?
Well, I imagine I just dropped my phone. No, I imagine like that for him, it's just like a hard thing to deal with. Like for me, it sucks that I can't hug
Yeah.
people.
Well, it's like, how do you explain it to a kid? Because normally you can look at a kid and say, you know what? It was the same for me. I've experienced this before. This is something no one's experienced before. You can't, like, how do you comfort someone without having experienced it before? Like, there's no way to really get the only thing you can say is, hey, we're all going through it. That doesn't make it any better.
Yeah, it
So,
doesn't, especially coming from you.
by the way, I have a story for you that I'm not going to tell on here. So after we're done talking, I'm going to pull you a great story.
Oh, yeah, okay, that sounds
So,
good.
just because of certain
I
people who listen to
so
this, I
so
don't feel good telling the story, but it's
oh
worth listening
my
to.
gosh. So get this. So I have gotten so bored that I'm texting a friend of mine who plays D&D. I'm following a friend of mine who plays D&D, and I'm showing him all of my minis from D&D.
Okay.
Like all the creatures, all the little creatures from Dungeons and Dragons. I have minis for a lot of them, and I'm showing them off like it's a tour through Jurassic Park.
But that's cool
Cool isn't the word I was going to use, but it's definitely something that I've been busy doing, so.
hear me? All right,
Yeah,
my
I can
mic came
hear you.
undone. Sorry about that.
No
Anyway,
problem.
what were you saying?
Well, anyway, yeah, I wouldn't say it's the coolest thing ever, but it's been occupying time for the last little bit.
Well, it's you though, and like that's the thing is, with people being stuck inside, I don't want them to like lose touch with themselves and what makes them happy, which I think is going to happen to a lot of people. So like the fact you're doing that is still a part of you. So I'm thrilled to hear you're doing that kind of stuff, and that's why I say it's cool to
Yeah. What I really want to go outside is I've been saving so much money
Oh
doing
yeah.
this though. Oh, like because I don't
No.
go out. I'd stay at home and I cook mostly at home and all that stuff and I just don't go out.
That's
So
good.
I'm like saving money. I mean, I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, but
Well, what we need to do is go fishing because that is social distancing and awesome.
That means requires me to go get a fishing
Well,
license. Is that considered essential?
I got mine since this whole thing started, so
Oh, yeah.
but
Well, where did you get it?
you can get it online, but I got it. Kristen actually got it for me at Walmart.
Oh, well.
You know Walmart.
Well, if I could get on,
Walmart
they'll
doesn't
do
have
it.
rules. It's fine.
Oh my
Don't think they
God.
were ever gonna be a sponsor on here anyway, but that's fine. So all right,
We're
dude.
good.
Well, good talking. I've got to take the 6-month-old, I think, needs a diaper change. And Kristen's teaching her Zoom class right now. So we're going to watch some more Elmo and change a diaper. Are you jealous?
Yeah,
Hey,
man, sounds
bud,
good.
thanks for coming on.
Hey,
See
bro.
you.
Hey, number one.
Yeah,
Take
let's
care.
go.
Be safe.
Always good to catch up with Eddie, even in trying times. Again, the whole point of these conversations is to provide laughter in dramatic times. The entire world collectively right now is in a dramatic time. And to anyone who listens to this, I hope it's a good way to take your mind off things for 30 to 45 minutes anytime you listen to an episode. I appreciate everyone listening. Please, if you know anyone who wants to come on, remember, it's laughingpain900@gmail.com. I would love to talk to anyone and everyone who would want to come on and just have a conversation. Anyways, thanks to Eddie. Thanks to Anchor. Thanks to all of you for listening. Appreciate everyone who's been involved and supports this podcast. On the next episode, we will have another return guest with our buddy Austin. Should be a good conversation I have with him. Look for that to post sometime in the next week. Whatever that means to you. I don't know if you've listened to this episode the day it came out or 5 weeks after. Just know that the next episode's probably going to be recorded within the next week. Anyway, thanks for listening. Talk to you guys on the next one.